Hello and welcome to the Bolton's Bites podcast. I am Bolton. I am the Bolton behind Bolton's Bites. And I'm here today after tonight. It's actually probably almost midnight. And I am here on my balcony back in Toronto. And I'm here after an amazing long weekend that I spent with my family in the Niagara region. It was awesome. Definitely spent quite a bit of time in the pool in my family's backyard. Went for a nice bike ride. Then my brother showed me this Karate Kid remake that they're doing now. It's a YouTube only special show, and it's called Cobra Kai, and it's basically Karate Kid but years later, when Daniel LaRusso and Johnny, if you remember the blonde haired pretty boy bully from his high school, it's basically them but like years later. Daniel's son is basically the manager or the owner of a very successful car dealership, and Johnny the bully is basically kind of a washed up loser. But the show is excellent, and I was actually so amazed and surprised how well they had sort of turned this into something new and cool. And me and my brother were kind of like having a laugh about this, but like the whole Karate Kid, like the remake with like Jaden Smith and that, like that was just like a mockery. That should have never been put out. That is just disgraceful. I don't know. Like if you've seen that movie, and I think I only saw a bit of it, like it does not live up to the original Karate Kid at all. That's just my personal opinion. You can have your own. Maybe you love the Karate Kid with Jaden Smith, and if you do, that's okay. That's cool. anyway, yeah, so just a really fun weekend with the family, but back in Toronto now, and I'm quite a bit sunburnt as well, because those of you who know me know I'm a pretty pale dude. You know, I got freckles. I'm of Scottish background, you know, so I burn quite easily. And I guess I never really ever fully learned my lesson. I seem to think that, like, you know, I have like, you know, the tan skin of like an Italian man or like, you know, that I can take that sun. But like, no, I can't. So, yeah. I basically probably spent like, you know, an hour in the pool and resisted putting on any sunscreen. You know, because I hear that they put bad stuff in the sunscreen. If you don't know that, maybe look it up. But I want to find some more natural sources for good sunscreen. I want to get like a natural sunscreen that's made of like good quality products and that. I hear you can actually make it with like apparently like honey and a few other things, and you can make like your own natural sunscreen. So I want to look into that. I definitely want to pick up some of that. And yeah, so that's why I sometimes resist the sunscreen. But you know, when you come home looking like a lobster, I mean, it's like, what's the better option? Maybe I should just put on some sunscreen. What do you guys think? Yeah, but a great weekend. Happy to be home. Back to the grind tomorrow, Tuesday. But I also want to say I have some really awesome news for Toronto foodies. So if you are a Toronto foodie, you know who you are. And I have some amazing news for you guys. And basically something you're going to want to hear about. I can't exactly say what it is, but it's basically an opportunity for you guys to stuff your faces for a very low cost and to have an awesome time with your friends in the city of Toronto, and it's coming up quick. So I'm not going to say what it is right now, but stay tuned because I will probably be announcing it, if not tomorrow, then definitely Wednesday. So stay tuned to my page, and it'll be in the Insta story. It'll be in the Insta post. It'll be on the IGTV, which, by the way, IGTV, what do you guys think of that so far? I mean, I'm kind of digging it. To me, it's kind of a different thing. It's just like, I'll go and record an IGTV video, kind of the same way that I record these podcasts. It's like when I have some free time, when I feel like chatting about something, because it's kind of like longer form in that. And I guess it's for the true fans, you know? So put it out there and see who sort of gravitates towards it, you know? I'm also having some red wine out here on the balcony. Why not? Yeah. I'm a bit of a night owl. That's for sure. It's like 12:30 here and, you know, I work tomorrow, but just can't resist staying up late sometimes, you know? Maybe you guys can relate. It is a nice night, though. We had some crazy weather here in Toronto. I think that it was probably up at, you know, like 35. I say Toronto, but really it was the same thing in Niagara region. Maybe worse, actually, out there. I felt like it was worse. But, you know, here in Toronto, I know it was probably 35 degrees and felt like 40 with the humidity. And same thing out there, although I almost felt like it was maybe a drier heat out there, and the sun was just scorching hot. But I will say, sitting out here now at 12:30 at night, you really do appreciate the fact that you can just be out here 12:30 at night in a t-shirt and you're just like, you're fine. You don't need an extra layer and you're all good. I love that. I love a hot summer night. You can just leave your house in a t-shirt, not even have to worry. You can come home at 3 a.m. at night and, you know, you're just toasty warm because it was such a hot day. So I'll take, I don't know, me personally, I'll take a summer's day over winter any day of the week, even if it was like a scorcher, you know? So you will rarely find me complaining about the hot weather. Although, when it feels like 40 degrees, you know, sometimes it can be almost unbearable. But you gotta find yourself a pool, you gotta crack a couple beers, and you'll be fine. Anyway, I think that's it for tonight. So stay tuned, guys. Got some awesome news again for Toronto foodies. So stay tuned and I will talk to you soon. Have a good night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.